This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Trooper is a great song, great poetry. You'll fire a musket, but I'll run you through. By the way, the crew just pointed this out to me, and that's what I'm saying about the CIA being authorized to engage in domestic propaganda, is that now they have these psychological algorithms that I've talked to top psychiatrists about, other folks that have worked in clandestine areas. And it makes them so mad they can't get into it on air because it's all so secret. But they said, Alex, it's way worse than you even know. The subliminals, the carrier waves, the... Like, you see this headline where Hayden says he's off the map, Kushner, talking to Russia with a back channel. And then you go learn they just put fake quotes there. And then inserted somebody else's clip. And then you go Google it, you find somebody else said it. And then you find out it's story after story. This is one that they just pointed out. I saw the headline, Graham, it's stunning, that Senator Graham, Comey never told Congress about fake email. So we go watch the whole press conference, because it's not in the clip CNN has. And he didn't say it. But that's why I have Roger Stone coming on, because it is stunning. Now the Russians ate the dog's homework? Usually the dog eats the homework. Now the Russians ate the dog, I guess, that had the homework in its stomach. I mean, none of this is even good lying anymore. But see, when you study propaganda, Joseph Goebbels said the best propaganda doesn't even make sense. It just confuses everyone, so they get sick of it and walk off. And that's what's happening. I mean, it's painful to watch CNN now because, like I said earlier, I mean, I'll watch for 5 minutes and it's lie after lie. Like, Trump just gave away where the nuclear submarines are. The military wants him taken down for this. There's no source. And I go, wait a minute. They just admitted that they had the submarines dock and that it was a show of force. And then you find out Trump actually wouldn't say the location when the media asked him a few weeks ago to try to trick him to then say that. And they just said, screw it. If he wouldn't take the bait, just say he did it. I mean, it's like, I can't even get my brain around this. And that shows they're starting to win. When they can put out so many lies, it just becomes a smokescreen. And I want to ask the folks that are part of this, what is your problem? Why are you so out to get the country? And then I talk to these people and they go, listen, we're just mercenaries. We're just getting a paycheck. We don't like it either. I'm like, oh, my God, everyone's asleep at the switch. We're just following orders because David Rockefeller's system he built is still operating, even though he's dead and Brzezinski's dead and Kissinger's close to death. And then we've got a bunch of weird leftists that smoked their own propaganda, like Rachel Maddow, who really believe they're trying to overthrow the patriarchy when the patriarchy set this up to screw everyone. And that's what's crazy. What's that movie? It's Forbidden Planet, 1950s. It's got Robbie the Robot and all that. Danger, danger. It's not Lost in Space, but it's the first time you see Robbie the Robot. And there's this ancient civilization. This is an allegory, folks. I don't believe this. That it's set up these machines that could instantly manifest whatever their brainwaves were. And yeah, Forbidden Planet. And even though they've been dead for millions of years, the humans show up and click into the machines and starts killing everybody. And it's kind of the same deal. It's like these globalist robber barons 150 years ago wanted some way to have full control. They set all this up. And then now it's all just running, even though it's like totally going to destroy us and we can't stop. I mean, that's kind of how I feel. Because I've studied the globalists. They don't even know how this works anymore. I mean, it's like for 20 years they say computers are designing computers and people don't even know how the computers work. It's the same deal. It's like our technology has outpaced our minds. It just, we can't, we're just about to blow each other up. I mean, you can just tell. It's got gas written all over it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Just 10 years ago, if I'd have seen headlines like this, my head would have flipped. But now it's just, oh, no big deal. They admit the CIA was involved under Obama to overthrow the election and get Hillary elected. We already knew that, but it's like, it's in mainstream newspapers, admitted, totally illegal, no one gets in trouble. They're putting all this fake news out about Trump. No one's ever had a back channel. Total lies. It just goes on and on. Meanwhile, Trump's come out and said many leaks are fabricated lies made up by fake news media. You know, most media companies, in fact, all, have you sign a non-disclosure. Just because you're dealing with private people's info as a journalist, you're dealing with sources, people need to do that for your insurance, you name it, sign a non-disclosure. But I found people use the non-disclosure to just go, oh, I can't tell you because of a non-disclosure. I almost want to get rid of it. Like, no, go ahead and make up whatever you're going to make up, because there is nothing to make up. What, a bunch of hard work going on around here? Is that it? But that's what they do. They use the national security. Oh, sources say, my sources say Trump's getting ready to purge the White House. Now notice that's confirmed. My sources, right down the line, have been on target because we're credible. We have entree. We have support within the patriotic movement in our government because people know we're for real. Trump, many leaks are fabricated lies made up by fake news media. It is very possible those sources don't exist, but are made up by fake news writers. Absolutely. And media now lies. Like, mainstream media got caught lying, and so they just doubled down. DHS Chief John Kelly, Intel leaks, borderline, if not over the line, of treason. And then, of course, the news I mentioned. Meanwhile, Assange says Kushner correct to create channels with everyone. It was on the news that Trump was already acting like the president when he was president-elect and reaching out to Russia to take out ISIS and reaching out to the UK prime minister. That was all public. But again, they take something that's admitted, they take something that's normal, they put out a fake headline that it's outrageous and no one's ever seen it before. And again, I'm not obsessing on that particular story. It's story after story after story. New Kushner Russia story stokes concerns of West Wing leakers. Yeah, just like they leaked everything about the terror attack. This is criminal activity that they are involved in. Now let me get to some other news I haven't hit yet. Look at how Trump was like a rock star in Europe. Because these guys are all puppets. Merkel and Macron and all these other people are literally not their own men. Just like mainstream journalists aren't their own journalists. They have to go out and pull the plow for master. They've got to live the lives of other men. They've got to live through other people. They've got to be puppets. They've got to be controlled. They've got to never really want to tell the truth. They've got to sit there and spin and obfuscate and lie. And they can't stand it. They're bought and paid for. And to see a real president who's actually in command and actually in charge, he's got the power they wish they had. And that's why the globalists hate Trump. Trump's not perfect. But he wants America to be great. He wants prosperity. He wants to derail the anti-prosperity globalist system. And that's why he was the rock star at the event, because it's the return of the American president. Now, when Trump calls the Islamists a bunch of losers, he's absolutely on target. Now, talk about arrogance. I got a few clips of Hillary having a coughing fit. We're going to get to it in a few minutes. But she's talking about running again, despite all of her health problems. Rahm Emanuel, though, was questioned about it and got uncomfortable and won't respond. But I want to play a clip of Zuckerberg lays out global vision for the future. Now, Bezos is worth $89 billion. He's outpaced places like Walmart. Walmart's been somewhat predatory against this country. Nothing compared to Amazon. And Amazon more and more is censoring conservatives, censoring through Alexa, pushing the, he owns the Washington Post. It got $600 million in CIA money to engage in propaganda efforts in the election. That's admitted. Dude, you got $89 billion and you get taxpayer money to spew propaganda against Trump? Wow. Everybody should be leaving Amazon. Anybody buying stuff on Amazon should realize it is an enemy of this country. And I know we sell products on Amazon. I am really thinking about, in fact, I'm going to start the exodus away from Amazon. That's why it's so important if you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy directly from us on our high-quality shopping cart, security cart, because, you know, remember back when there were independent websites, independent shopping carts? And there weren't just Facebooks and Twitters and Bezos's of Amazon's? Amazon's the biggest company in the world now. And it spies on you. It works with the globalists. It's a joke. We've all got to get away from it. But I wasn't trying to go into a plug there. Zuckerberg is just as bad. He calls you dumb effers if you trust him. He lays out a global vision and says nation states are why globalism's in trouble. I love how he talks to his people like they're 2 years old. Yes, people having their own countries, their own cultures, against your big unelected globalism, we're the reason your globalism's in trouble. Yes, that's right. Talk to us like we're 2 years old. But remember, his constituents are utter morons. So they're like, oh my gosh, our little global gravy crane's in trouble. It's because of nation states. He's saying nation states are the enemy. Here's Zuckerberg.
In a recent survey of millennials around the world, asking what most defines our identity, the most popular answer wasn't nationality, ethnicity, or religion. It was citizen of the world.
Oh my gosh.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Every generation expands the circle of people we consider one of us. And in our generation, that now includes the whole world. We understand that the great arc of human history bends towards people coming together in ever greater numbers, from tribes to cities to nations, to achieve things that we could not on our own. We get that our greatest opportunities are now global. We can be the generation that ends poverty, that ends disease.
Oh, yeah.
And we get that our greatest challenges need global responses, too. No country can fight climate change alone or prevent pandemics. Progress now requires coming together, not just as cities or nations, but also as a global community.
A global community. A global government. And who runs that unelected thing? Oh, the Rockefeller Foundation and your family. You're the little rich front guy from the globalist families. And you've got the little thing that the media promoted and was the deal and the pump and dump and, you know, the stock market and the Bilderberg meetings. And it's all the big joke to this guy. He brings in the third world population to then radicalize them and create racial division. They pump Black Lives Matter, kill the cops movements. And he pushes it all like the great arc of us coming together. the great arc of the future, but run by you and giant computers totally controlling every facet of our lives. He appears to be priming the pump to make a political run by appealing to progressives and millennials by espousing rhetoric that frames climate change and vague potential pandemics as problems with global responses to solutions. Now, that's how they're going to sell world government, is global plagues that good old Bill Gates is cooking up. And, of course, he wants to run for president. But notice they tell other people, oh, you can't have a talk show if you're running for office if you're a patriot. But Zuckerberg can have the biggest nation on earth, 3 billion plus users, and all their algorithms and use them to vote. He can have Facebook and run and give himself an election as king technocrat and then run everything. That's what Bloomberg calls himself, a technocrat. They game the stock market, they game everything, and then they sit there and tell you they're going to end poverty and they're going to end disease. But you know how they're going to end disease? By reducing population. There'll be no more disease when you're dead. Zuckerberg's book studying is one of the most monstrous people ever, and he believes he owns you.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone is our guest, former head of the Trump campaign, InfoWars correspondent, doing a great job for the balance of the hour. He wants to get into White House shakeup. It was about 3 weeks ago that I broke from my sources, and Roger also has his, that a big shakeup is coming. Now Washington Post, New York Times, and others who are normally fake news are saying that the shakeup is exactly like we said it was over the leaks. Not the Russia thing, but the fake leaks. They're putting out disinfo claiming that they're, you know, reporting on crimes that the president is committing. Also, the president promised to pull us out of the global climate deal. It's only a global carbon tax that Zuckerberg and others are pushing. Now Merkel and others are flipping out. Reportedly, Trump told them personally that is the case. So Roger Stone's got information on that front as well. But it seems like this foreign trip really did well for Trump and is really freaking out a lot of his detractors. And it seems like, despite the fact they've driven his polls down artificially, they're going back up, and that's sending shockwaves through the establishment. It seems like we've hit a Russia fatigue moment, and I'm seeing major cracks in the power structure's facade, or is that delusional?
Well, Alex, first of all, I think the smug, arrogant European leaders, those in the globalist cabal who treated the president with contempt, dismissed him, snickered at him and snubbed him, handled him exactly wrong. If you were seeking to talk him into joining the Paris Agreement regarding climate change, where the president has always been an advocate for more and better science. And I think this effort was further undermined by the White House aide Gary Cohn, who told the New York Post that the president had traveled to Europe to get smart, and that he was open-minded and was looking to be educated by these haughty European jerks.
So these sycophants openly don't even know the kiss of death to sit there and say, oh, the president's going to get smart. I mean, it just shows the pool of garbage he's pulling from.
Well, let's remember Mr. Cohn, a liberal Democrat, formerly of Goldman Sachs. He has close relationships with all of these European financial powers. He owns stock in a Chinese bank that, even though he said weeks ago, I think now months ago, he would dispose of, are still in his portfolio. This is very troubling. I don't really understand why he's there, but nonetheless, the president was less than happy with his remarks. He resented his treatment by the Europeans, and as has been reported, I think broken at Axios, is that the president is going to keep us out of the Paris Agreement, consistent with what he said in the campaign.
By the way, I don't want to give us credit because I'm so busy, I'm not going to pull them up. But we covered the NSA being used politically during the campaign. We covered it all. Now it's in Axios. Now it's in the New York Post. Obama team tried to hack election illegally with the NSA. They have all the sources. Obama legalized the CIA being involved. He admitted he was involved. I remember them saying, we have intelligence agencies battling the Russians in the campaign. That was their cover. Of course, the Russians on a Richter scale are like a 1 compared to a 50 with what the United States can do in elections. And the U.S. is famous for manipulating elections, not the Russians, especially since 1991. So it's just crazy. Here they are, the globalists, through our intelligence agencies, trying to block the Trump election, which totally outweighs any Russian influence that we know is nebulous.
Well, look, this entire trail of fake documents, just because the Russians may have sat around and Boris and Ivan and Igor boasted about everything they would do, Alex, you can and I can talk about my winning the PGA, but that doesn't mean I'm going to try it or that it's going to happen.
You didn't know I beat Muhammad Ali in his peak when he was Cassius Clay in heavyweight boxing?
Well, and as we know from the Netflix doc Get Me Roger Stone, I cradled Robert Kennedy's head while he was dying. The point is that you have a total backfire. Trump keeping faith with the people that elected him. Coming back, the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal have just both speculated on the emergence of David Urban, who is an experienced Washington hand and a particular favorite of the president because of his dog Pennsylvania, which of course broke the back of the Clinton.
By the way, haven't you mentioned him months and months ago repeatedly on the broadcast as somebody you thought would be good?
I did. Now let me tell you why I say that. First of all, Urban was the administrative assistant to the meanest, toughest, smartest man who ever served in the U.S. Senate, Senator Arlen Specter. If you could manage Specter, who was a hard-driving, ruthless, ambitious, genial, clever, brilliant lawyer, for a long period of time, serving on the Senate Intelligence Committee, where Urban had access due to his security clearance, a West Pointer, a man who served his country on the battlefield with distinction. Alex, an altar boy, the son of a card-carrying union member working in the energy industry in western Pennsylvania, a member of the NRA, and someone who just relentlessly drove the Trump campaign, particularly in western Pennsylvania, to victory.
Sure, so going back, I mean, they're saying this is the president's top pick right now. Haven't you even been pushing him since the Trump transition, before he even put in Priebus and all the rest of them?
Well, I have always said that there were a handful of people who were pivotal in the campaign who would be a great credit to this administration.
So this shows a major turn, though, going back to who got him elected, who is loyal, who's dogged, who's smart, who's grassroots, and again, him saying no to the climate deal, which is a global tax. That, I mean, the headline should be Trump panics elites as he makes good on another massive promise.
Well, and I think that the point here is we do not know what job Mr. Urban may emerge with. If you want to know more about him, I basically tell you his story in the Making the President 2016, because with you, Alex, and Matt Drudge and Henry McMaster and many other key operatives, I think, are responsible as MVPs in the Trump election.
Sure, so how close are we to this big shakeup? Because I learned about it 2.5 weeks ago. I called you. You said, yeah, that's spot on. He's really pissed off. And he's sick and tired of all the leaks, everybody trying to block him and the tax cuts. He's really mad about that. So, I mean, how imminent is this, or is the Washington Post wrong?
Well, look, I can't comment on timing because the president should, you know, really deliberate. I guess all I'm saying is that Urban would be a credit to the remaking of the White House. Also, you have these press reports about former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski and David Bossie coming into the White House kind of like enforcers, like latter-day plumbers to find the leakers and close the leak. This is a terrible idea, Alex. It reminds me of E. Howard Hunt and G. Gordon Liddy. If the president wants to find the leakers, then put a new FBI director in place, someone like Commissioner Ray Kelly.
Well, what about the word that the new war room is going to be run by Bannon?
Well, it's a little unclear. Steve has not really ever run a campaign. A war room
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb.
Thanks for joining us. We're going to go back to Roger Stone on this night before Memorial Day. We've got to rebroadcast that tomorrow, but I'll be doing live feeds all tomorrow. Wild horses can't drag me away. I'm finally just getting hooked up on Periscope. Facebook mentions, and live YouTube feeds myself. I'm going to get my car rigged up with it, my office, and I'm just going to start going live all the time because I just can't handle it. There's just too much to cover. I'm about to go back to our guest. I don't want to just sit here and blindly support Trump, but I don't know how you couldn't. When he's gotten $3 plus trillion in the stock market, $300 billion in new jobs, killed TPP, got a good Supreme Court justice in, overturned all this anti-gun garbage, securing the borders, now illegal immigration is down 73%, I was reading today. And every horrible, evil globalist organization against him, targeting him with everything they've got, lying everywhere. And then I'm a beneficiary of the same lies. I get to experience a little bit of what Trump gets. So there's a camaraderie, a kinship, a shared battle trench. I've never seen media lie like this. I've never seen bizarro stuff like the FBI former director saying there was a Russian email, so he had to kill the investigation because it was fake. That's obstruction right there. I mean, this is so... I was talking to a top criminal lawyer that does federal cases today, just on another matter, dealing with some family issues, and he said, yeah, no, that's totally criminal. Totally criminal what the FBI director did. And just everything else. It's just stunning that Comey never told Congress about the fake email. That's even the CNN headline. So we'll talk about that in a moment. Just briefly, Memorial Day's here. And it's simple. I'm not a consumerist. I don't just want things because I want things. But I want money, and I want to be able to grow a garden or whatever so that I'm self-sufficient. But I wouldn't sell out for money. But people that are totally obsessed with things, they're dumb. But people understand that when you support folks that are promoting freedom, that's a good consumerism, especially when it's nutraceuticals, supplements, and things of that nature. You're voting with your dollar to support an organization and a group that's really standing up for your values and freedom and winning. But we're in a desperate battle. It's toe-to-toe. So this is good consumerism. It's real rebellion. It's real aggressive revolutionary action. Most revolutionaries, you know, rob banks and kill people to get money. We're just selling high-quality products the good old-fashioned free market way. We don't get stimulus money like NBC News and, you know, Megyn Kelly come and interview me next week. So, support Patriot Media Memorial Day mega specials now at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Free speech is now being censored across the web, and the independent Patriot Media has come under attack like never before. Today we are launching our Memorial Day specials at InfoWarsStore.com to help us bring Patriot Media to the next level. Take advantage of these unprecedented specials and help support the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists while supplies last. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 65% off retail. Sign up for auto ship, that's 75. We've never offered it that low. I want you to use it. I want you to have it. It's amazing. When I personally got a sore throat, won't go away. Antibiotics won't work. I go to the bullet. It's worked every time. Cross my fingers, though. I'm scared if it quits working. Man, this country's in trouble. The world's in trouble. Supermel Vitality, been out for months, 30% off. With auto ship, 40%. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. The good halogen. Brain Force, 47%. That's 57 with the auto ship discount. And there's free shipping, by the way, on orders $50 or more. Secret 12, 43% off. It goes on and on. All Trump t-shirts, even though they're selling really good right now, 75% off. That's at cost. So you can promote free speech, meet like-minded people, and stand up to the anti-free speech bullies. We also have the new line of Embrix Essentials. That's a big national brand of organics that's sold at Whole Foods. 20% off retail. We've private labeled it. Sign up for auto ship. It's 25% off on top of that. That's 45% because I know it's so good. You'll want to order it every month or every 3 months, every 9 months. You can sign up on auto ship for whenever you want. Cancel anytime. 45% off Emmerich's Essentials, but that's for a limited time. That's going to end soon. I want our hardcore fans, our best supporters, that are always there supporting us first, to have this super special up front. So you get a great deal, we get a great deal. I know you're going to want to reorder, so you'll stay on auto ship. It's amazing. 10-to-1 mouthwash for the same cost as a regular bottle, 10-to-1 concentrate, totally organic. But be sure you water it down. It's painful if you don't do it. It's that strong. And then you're financing the revolution against the globalist, and you're winning. InfoWarsStore.com. Get The Making of the President as well by Roger Stone, as well at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Roger, you've got the floor. A little bit of time left in this segment. Long segment coming up after that. A war room to counter the Russian narrative. What about a war room to counter all the disinfo and lies and promote Trump's real agenda? And what about the fireside chat twice a week? Why has he not done that? That is such a no-brainer.
A war room is not an answer to the president's current problems. The best communicator on behalf of Donald Trump has always been Donald Trump. I would suspend the press briefings by a press secretary, let the president face the press every 10 days or at an interval that he chooses. The vice president could also face the press. He is emerging as a very effective spokesman for the president.
He really is.
I also think, Alex, that to the extent that there needs to be action, it should be done by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Why not a special prosecutor to look into the NSA abuses regarding surveillance of U.S. citizens? Why not a special counsel?
That was my next question. How bombshell is the total admission of illegal spying?
And at the same time, why not a special counsel to look into the crimes of Bill and Hillary Clinton? The Clinton Foundation is not a charity. It's a slush fund for grifters. We know that it's been the vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes. Newt Gingrich forthrightly said it's time for prosecutorial examination of those issues. This is how the president should get on the offense, because the Clintons, the neocons, the insiders, the Obama crowd particularly, they are behind the illegal leaks. Don't go outside the legal process to catch them and prosecute them. That's what the investigative forces of government are for.
That's right. Now, going back to this big story, we know they use the CIA. We know they use Clapper. That's all come out now to domestically manipulate. That's why they were so scared when Trump won. They knew he'd get into that, so they brought out the Russian narrative. That's now in mainstream news. How are they going to deal with this? I mean, they've got a special investigator on Trump for no reason. It's a dereliction of duty if Session doesn't start dropping the hammer here.
Well, look, I was in favor of the appointment of a special counsel in the Russia matter. I have my own issues with Mr. Mueller, but with the spotlight on him and knowing what I believe I know about the case, I think he will come up with no evidence that constitutes treason or illegal activity. In all honesty, I think Jared Kushner is being hung unfairly. There's a media horde now saying he did this, that, and the other thing. We don't know what he's done. He, like any American, deserves his day in
but
court.
Roger, I have a memory. Trump admittedly was setting up back channels as president-elect. That's totally normal. You've worked for four presidents directly. You can Google any president's name and back channel and get NPR, New York Times. They all have back channels. What do you make of CNN's claim there's never been a back channel?
Yeah, that's an absurdity. Obviously, Roosevelt is talking to the Russians through a back channel. We know that John F. Kennedy's talking to Castro through a French writer. He's also reached out through an American diplomat who's fairly down the food chain, who JFK had gone to college with. So there's a norm here. It's certainly within the scope of the president's authority.
That's right. Stay there. StoneColdTruth.com.
To do this.
Stay
also,
there,
Alex, remember, what they say is collusion with the Russians.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@GCNlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 tyranny is America.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I grew up so sick of hearing how great America was. I thought it was a bunch of arrogance until I traveled the rest of the world. Then I realized, yeah, as bad as we are, we're way above the rest. And it scared me. And I see people all over the world promoting communism and fascism, having no idea how bad it is. It scares me. Roger Stone got cut off. He's joining us via video Skype. He couldn't hear our audio to him. That's why he got cut off. But Roger was making a big point, if listeners couldn't hear it there at the end, which I hadn't thought of. This is hiding in plain view. They've gone from election collusion, which has been disproven, till they've now moved on to there's collusion now with the Russians, and he's not even allowed to meet with the Russians, and he's giving North Korea where our subs are at, and all this made-up BS, and that he's not supposed to talk to the Russians when he's president. I mean, what a Svengali con game, Roger.
Well, Alex, I thought Eli Lake, the journalist, had a terrific take on this, and that is we are hanging General Flynn, we're hanging Jared Kushner for treason when there is no evidence of anything of the kind. And yes, we've moved from collusion with the Russians pre-election to what I believe might be, could be, a perfectly legal channel of communications between the President of the United States and a nation that has the thermonuclear capability of blowing up our country and half the world.
That's right. He better be talking to them.
You can see where this is headed. It's part of a political con game in which the mainstream media makes up stories about Trump leaking classified information that had already appeared in hundreds of newspapers. It makes up stories about phony Comey memos that no credible person has seen. A person read this to a reporter.
Oh, by the way,
newspaper put it on page one of the New York Times.
That's my next question.
Comey is now busted for the politicization of the Hillary email matter, driven by what turns out to be a fake intelligence memo, probably written, but not certainly written, by the Russians. You can't make this up. This makes House of Cards look, like a tame comparison.
All right, Roger, we're having some Skype trouble. You probably can't hear me, but if you can hear me now, that's my next question I had for you. What do you make of Comey saying now he threw the Hillary investigation away because of a fake Russian memo that no one can see? Now the FBI tells Congress you can't see the memo that he did in February with Trump claiming that he was obstructing justice, though Comey's not even claiming that. Plus, May 3rd, he says no one tried to influence him. I mean, Comey is totally discredited. What do you make of this craziness where they won't let Congress see the memo? Talk about rogue agency.
Well, and even the acting attorney general in this matter, Mr. Rosenstein, has said that there is no evidence that the president interfered any place with the investigation into this essentially contrived fairy tale that was cooked up by John Podesta and then furthered by their allies in the military industrial complex and in the deep state, in the 17 intelligence agencies that are headed by Barack Obama political appointees whose assessments are meaningless. In fact, they lack any credibility based on their long-term track record. That is what the precedent is
facing. And by the way, we're not here putting our spin on this. The Democrats are so openly corrupt, so openly lying, so openly manufacturing crap. I mean, this imaginary memo, and they won't give it to Congress? Let's take what Trey Gowdy, who I think is just amazing. I wish he was the new FBI head, and we'll get to that in a moment. He said the day you left office, talking to Brennan, the Wahhabist, you left office, classified information appeared on the front page. So talk about who needs to get in trouble is the arrogant bureaucrats like Hayden and Brennan and Clapper, who are a pack of lying scum. Here it is.
Members,
protect
I would point
US
out.
U.S. persons, even within those like yourself and Director Pompeo and Admiral Rogers and Director Comey and the people that we trust with awesome powers, we still impose some restrictions on them and that they have to request an unmasking. There has to be, I assume, a justification. You can't just wake up in the morning and say, hey, I feel like knowing who participated in X, Y, and Z. There has to be justification, right?
Yes.
All right. So how do we get from that to names being on the front pages of certain major U.S. newspapers?
It's an excellent question.
What would be an equally excellent answer?
That somebody violated their oath to protect classified information and violated that oath and shared that information in an unauthorized fashion with members of the media.
I believe there's some surveillance programs that are up for reauthorization. What would you say to the American people as names are unmasked on the last day that people are in office? And classified information appears on the front pages of major U.S. newspapers. How would you tell your constituents, let's reauthorize this program again, despite the fact that we have abuses? Help us make that argument when we go home.
Mr. Gowdy, you and your colleagues here are going to have to make that argument based on the merits of the program and the importance of it to our national security, as well as trying to send a reassuring message to them that if there had been any abuses, of the accesses to that information, either because of the number of people involved or those who were, in fact, violating their oath of office, that you and your colleagues will do everything possible to make sure you work with the executive branch to minimize and mitigate.
Guys, I'm going to stop right here. This is so powerful. The clip's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to retweet this, too, at Real Alex Jones. Folks should follow us there. Also, Stone Cold Truth. And over Roger Stone's. But, I mean, that is so powerful. Trey Gowdy going, man, you guys politically are using it as a weapon. And now, again, Roger, it's in the news that they tried to steal the election for Hillary. That's why they're saying Trump's a criminal, because they're the criminals. I mean, they're so arrogant. They've got megalomania. What is their problem?
You know, Alex, it's very hard to understand. Plus, I don't understand why Hayden, Clapper, Brennan, McMaster, and Mattis are all have shaved heads. Is this some kind of deep state secret club? Or I really can't quite fathom this. And every one of them has furthered this phony Russian narrative. Mr. Hayden getting busted essentially today. It's really odd the way the deep state has moved aggressively to try to destabilize and delegitimize the president. Now they move to try to compromise him with a phony Russian tale that is pure fantasy, which is fairy tale.
Have they not jumped the shark, though?
I think they have. I mean, look, the president is back. He's had a very successful trip. The Europeans, as we have disclosed here, mishandled him badly. His handlers that hoped to manipulate him into support of these rush of these Paris.
What did you make of him? I love when they try to block him. He just bull through him, and I mean, it was. I loved it.
You know, Trump's an American, and he's not going to stop to exchange pleasantries with some third world leader who probably owes money to NATO. And how about telling the NATO autocrats to their face, pay up? Pay up.
I got to tell you, you didn't like some of the Saudi Arabia stuff.
Of good old American balls.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you, but you kind of didn't like the Saudi thing. But when he went and got in their face and said radical Islam, Islamic terror to their face when they'd said don't do it, to their face, I mean, that was pretty powerful.
Well, I guess let me clarify this, Alex. When the president first met the Saudis, you noticed that he did not bow, as Obama did. Then his handlers put him in a position to be with a photo taken where he's getting the highest possible award.
And he had the curtsy because the guy was shorter than him.
That they're kissing his derriere, and they allow him to be photographed leaning over. The president's a very tall man. It's part of his leadership mystique. Let the king stand on a couple boxes or a riser if he wants to award our president. I think this is Reince Priebus in the advanced staffs. Mike Deaver, who handled Ronald Reagan, would never have allowed the president to be photographed like that.
Well, he didn't bow. He curtsied.
Right. But look, I think that he is a man of elementary manners, and he understands the high stakes.
No, totally. Absolutely. He had the king short. He had to get bound. The point is that they're waiting. They're trying to set it up. Do you think Saudi Arabia was behind the bombing in Manchester, or is this their own internal groups battling?
It's very hard to say because there's so much subterfuge, and the Saudis are serial liars. They feed the most virulent sect of Islam, Wahhabism. They obviously, the majority of the hijackers are Saudis. There's a group of Saudis training in Sarasota, Florida, to fly planes into buildings, which comes to the attention of Governor Jeb Bush, who does nothing. The riddles about 9/11 and all these terrorist activities.
Well, here's the good news. You're going to be here tomorrow night.
To unravel.
That's right. Roger Stone's going to be here tomorrow night in studio co-hosting on Tuesday. Roger, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks to the audience. Thanks to the crew. Have a great Memorial Day coming up. God bless all those that gave the ultimate sacrifice.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price.
price.
Super Male, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.